I should text my sister and ask if she wants a case of
ooh, cheese tortellini with marinara sauce.
Ooh, and they have all the lodge cookingware.
Ooh, chow trays. Okay, ooh, Pop-Tarts.
Hello and welcome to You Know The Place, a show that explores all the local businesses, shops, clubs, and pubs that you always pass by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host, Lacey LD Daly.
Hi there.
Hi.
Happy season three.
Yeah. Welcome back, Jack. What should we, I feel like we have to do some sort of like introduction
and like
or
life
something.
Update. Check yeah, in life with update. The listeners.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
What has been going on?
Well, we left them right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's April now. Months have passed. We've been hard at work. What's new?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We were at Storyfort, I think, for
second year
in a row.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Packed room. We got to
really
be on a panel
room.
With Nick Kwa.
Mm-hmm. And Larry Rosen, a podcaster from down the Bay Area. Yeah, it's always one of those things I think we're always surprised that people show up for. Sorry, guys. You show up and it's amazing.
It is
so
great.
Yeah.
We feel very loved.
I know. What else? Oh, well, we have our first sponsor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is exciting news for us here in
local businesses.
In the podcast front, I think.
It's a good opportunity.
If you're interested.
If you're interested.
We've got a kit. Anyhow, moving on to more exciting things like our listeners.
Yes.
I do want to talk a bit about the survey, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we put together a little survey about Boise State Public Radio podcast listeners in general. Basically, the idea is we just want to get to know you better. We understand that, like, you listen to podcasts, but other than that, we don't know who you are, where you're listening from, how often you listen, mm-hmm. what you're listening on. And we're not trying to infringe on your privacy. We just want to get to know you a little bit better because it'll help us to better serve you, I think, with this podcast and others in the future.
Totally.
So go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. It's quick. It should only take you 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Just 90 seconds.
Yeah.
72. Yeah.
Okay. Is that it for updates?
Yeah, I think so. Do you want to get to the meat?
Let's get to the meat.
Get to the potatoes?
Yeah. All right, what's going on this week?
I am nominating Boise Army Navy.
Is that a place? Are we going into
it's the
boot
Army's
camp?
Navy? Right. So it's like a military surplus store, you know, an Army surplus store.
Whew.
Yeah.
I was picturing me doing push-ups and climbing a rope wall.
You would do fine with it. You're very in shape.
Yeah, but I don't want a sarge yelling at me. I'd cry.
That's a good point. Don't respond to that. Neither of us respond to that.
No.
I loved these places when I was a little kid. I don't know what it was about them. They tend to be a collection of so many different things. I remember going to one over in Oregon in Astoria. I loved exploring it, and I remember looking through their books. They had a really random collection of books, including this Unsolved Mysteries one that I really, really loved. And I just read it from cover to cover. It had all these interesting pictures. Anyway.
Okay, so Army Surplus, where is it?
It's in it's on Chinden, actually, in Garden City.
Shut your face. I know that. I drive by it every day.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that I have, too, but
I guess I just never really made a mental note of it in my head.
Mm-hmm. And we've been needing to do some stuff along Chinden, to be honest.
No, absolutely. It's been way too long. I can't believe we've waited this long.
Mm-hmm.
My thing about going, like, maybe the reason why it's never really cemented itself in my brain is because who goes in there and am I allowed to? Like, I'm not in the Army or the Navy, nor is anybody in my family. Like, am I out of place? Am I just going for a Halloween costume? Like, what's going on? What is your central concern? What do you want to know? That was a lot.
Well, this is a really personal central concern. It's not even personal. This is a really selfish central concern in this case. My older sister texted me out of the blue, and she said, I'll just read it. Hey, I have an odd request for you. Could you get to a military supply or survival store for me and get a few military MREs, those prepared military ration meals? Jude thinks they're amazing. Jude is my oldest nephew. We can get them up here, but not with the heating component, which is what he thinks is so cool. Probably just can't import it or something. He's adventurous, so any main dish is all right.
Up here?
Yes, I should clarify. She lives in Canada now. She married a Canadian, and so she's Canadian now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so they can't get them. I know about MREs, but I did not know about ones with heating elements in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. It's different than the
stick.
Ones that you would buy, you know, at REI or some, mm-hmm. you know, Sierra Trading Post or anything like that, that you just pour the boiling water in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
This, I think you would put water in, and then there's some sort of heating element, something that you, yeah, I don't know about a glow stick, but.
You like break them, and then they're like,
yeah.
Okay, but. Yeah. So this is your central concern.
So my central concern, again, is a little bit selfish. It's, do they have MREs that I can buy for my oldest nephew?
Okay.
Yeah.
And they might have them. They might not have this kind. If they do have this kind, can mm-hmm. I make a selfish request that we buy one for ourselves and try it?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
We can do it in the parking lot.
On the way back.
Know. Yeah. Do you have to be outside? I assume you have to be outside to do it. Seems okay. hazardous.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. Should we take a break and then head out?
Yeah.
LD, did you know that some of the most affordable homes in Boise were built in the 50s and 60s?
I did, actually.
Oh. Anyway, mid-century homes have been called the perfect homes for minimalists and people with a real sense of style.
Wait, who says that?
Well, I do, but I'm biased because I live in one.
Why are you telling our listeners this?
Because Mid-Century Homes by Monica Real Estate specializes in helping people buy and sell these homes. They also have a full suite of services to help mid-century homeowners perfect their homes.
And they're local, right?
Totally. So go visit mid-centuryhomes.com and make sure to mention that you know the place sent you.
Do it.
So just pulled up, really easy to find. This is one of the few times where we've actually...
It's because I was leading the way.
Yeah, probably. That's the case.
You
we came separately
me.
And then I just follow you. Yeah. But yeah, pretty nondescript building. They do have these, it's not murals, but they're cutouts. They're these wood cutouts on the side of it that are almost like these little camping mm-hmm. scenes. I took pictures of them because they're really kind of funny.
That kind of looks like Bullwinkle a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one, is this a pregnant Yeti or a Yeti with a snowball and a child under his arm?
Or just a really fat gorilla. Yeti. Yeah, Sasquatch. I don't know.
I will say, and I don't know. I mean, you probably don't get like this because you're a man. But I
sure.
feel more comfortable going into a place like this with you than I would feel huh. going by myself.
Okay.
I get that way like when I have to take my car into the shop.
Oh, just trepidation about, is it,
it's the
is
way
it
that
about,
people treat women.
That, okay, or, so that's what yeah. I was going to ask, if it's maybe about just the implication of like, well,
yeah.
you don't really know what you're...
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
not trying to politicize things, but I think that there
oh,
are
it.
A few areas of life where people assume... And mostly rightly so. Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to my car. But I also feel like I can either be taken advantage of or not be taken seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to be, I guess, in your presence today. It makes me feel a little more comfortable at least.
Well, I wish that did not have to be the case by any means.
Well, don't
but,
you worry. I'm a trailblazer.
Yeah.
I will go to these places
I,
by myself.
Good. And I have observed, I mean, it's the same thing. I absolutely have observed that too. It's like if we go and get our oil changed... If AD and I are together, they'll mm-hmm. just look at me.
Right, they just assume.
Even if AD's in the driver's seat, yeah. so.
Did you get your wallet to get your MREs?
Yes, I
okay.
do. Wallet, and I'll take some good pictures, too. So,
all
yeah.
right.
I love it already. So these are these ammunition boxes. My granddad, in World War II, he would carry two at a time. He was a machine gun, ammunition carrier.
It smells a little bit like a garage. Specifically
mm-hmm.
mine growing up when we would unpack all of our camping stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also a little bit like a tire shop.
Mm-hmm. Always that rubber.
Yeah. We have a massive variety of clips and belt buckles. And like carabiners and stuff, too.
We explore the front part of the store for a hot minute before introducing ourselves to Dan, the store owner, who tells us about the history of Boise Army Navy. Also, ding, 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 he's heard of our podcast.
Well, so I guess, first of all, how long have you been here, and are you the owner?
I'm the owner. I've owned it for 8 years, but I've been here for 32 years. I was the manager
okay.
before I was the owner, so
oh, okay.
I've
wow.
been here forever, pretty much.
How long has the store been here?
The store's been here about 35, 36.
Has it changed yeah. over the time?
A little. Not very much, some. We were at a different location to start with. We were down on River Street behind the library for a couple years.
Sure.
And then the previous owner built this building and moved it up here, and we've been here ever since.
Yeah. What got you into this line of work?
Me, I was looking for a job. And they were looking for workers, and I walked by. Yeah. And then you, just like anything else, you end up there. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an interesting business.
Yeah.
What types of people come in here?
All types.
And what are they looking
for? Literally all types of people come in here. It's very eclectic. We get everything from a lot of veterans, of course. And a lot of military people. We get hunters, we get outdoorsmen. We've got a big rafting section in the back. We get a lot of whitewater rafters that come in here. Depends on the time of year.
How do they know that they can get rafting stuff here? I would just assume.
Because we've been here for 35 years. It's just word of mouth. And we advertise, of course.
Yeah, you know, so they're aware of all of that.
Yeah, we have a raft rental program, too. We rent rafts out, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
There you go.
See, that's why you just keep passing by.
I know.
All the things you miss.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's true.
Well, is there anything else we should, you know?
Well, you should look around. It's a really interesting store. Like I said, we have the rafting end of things. We have the ammo cans. We got dummy grenades.
Yeah.
We got chocolate grenades, for that matter. So, yeah, this time of year, we're looking at winter. We sell a lot of winter clothes.
Yeah.
And then we sell them a lot of military surplus, which is all good stuff at a good price. You know, wool pants. I don't know any place else you can get wool pants at a reasonable price besides here. So. Stuff you don't find other places.
We talk with Dan a little longer before he points us in the direction of the MREs.
Okay, so you can get them by the case for $69.97.
I should text my sister and ask if she wants a case of
them. Even though you know
she
doesn't.
I'm not buying you a case of these. But.
Ooh, cheese tortellini with marinara sauce.
It does say sales on all food items are final. I think that's fair.
Yeah, totally fair.
The goal for this is to figure out what the grossest one is. Yeah. So it must be these ones, right?
Can I just ask a dumb question, though? Like, you can get stuff like this at REI, but you can't get the...
I don't think that you can get the ones that have the heating element in them. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, Pop-Tarts. Okay.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. So you think I should just get two of those?
Curry chicken with rice, lentils, and vegetables.
Oh, we're doing one of those for sure. And I already, like, need a bag.
Do you want pinto stew with ham?
Honestly, I don't think it really matters.
Are you buying me one?
Yes, but we're getting you one, too.
Thank you.
Wait, what do you want, then? You want ham or you want curry?
No, what would you trust more?
I guess there's lentil stew. And pinto stew.
Well, what is pinto stew?
Okay, this goes on for much longer than necessary, but we finally settle on some MREs for my nephew and one for us to try in the studio. Then we chat with Lauren, another employee from the store, who tells us what he most often sees customers coming through the doors looking to buy.
Mostly I see people buying MREs, shovels, bags, all sorts of things. It really depends. Like, honestly, we don't really sell any one or two things more than others. It's kind of all over the place.
Gotcha.
We sell a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But some of our biggest sellers are camo pants, shirts. And then we also sell a lot of that stuff up at the front. And we also sell a lot of knives. We used to sell airsoft and guns and stuff like that, but we stopped doing that.
Yeah. At this point, his arms full of MREs, Joel scurries off in search of a cart. I keep chatting with Lauren and happen to mention that we'd love to do an episode with a survivalist. And it turns out we've come to the right place.
I know, we gotta find somebody who has I don't know, kind of a compound. That would be a fun episode. A prepper. You know any?
Oh, yeah, we got a couple.
Oh, this would be a good place for contacts.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just camp out. Don't mind us.
Don't mind us. Yeah.
Everybody except Dan and me are preppers.
Oh, really?
So, like, my coworkers are preppers, except for our manager. Our manager's not a prepper.
Okay.
We have one guy here who knows a ton about survivalist stuff and knives and guns and you name it, and he's just a huge prepper. He's got, like, multiple bug-out bags. He's got, like, a bunch of stuff stored away. He's got dead drops, I think you call them, something like that, where he just, like, he, like, digs a hole, puts something in it, and then buries it so you can grab it later when he needs it.
All right. Going to have to get his number later.
Yeah. We can do that.
He's a real interesting guy, too.
I'm sure.
He'll probably give you some interesting answers.
Yeah.
Loaded up with our 20-year shelf life survival meals, we begin exploring the store in earnest. And there's a lot to see, with dozens of wooden bins full of odd things, including...
Tent stakes?
Wow.
Wait, those are massive. Those are like the size of...
Circus tents. That's what they're talking about.
Oh. Yeah, apparently.
And obviously...
Oh, there's Mexican wrestling masks.
Oh, lucha libre.
Before we chat with a couple with an odd shopping list...
What are you guys in here for today?
We're in here for brass knuckles. No, just kidding.
I would believe you.
No, we're in here to get some gloves, and we're in here to look at some mining stuff. They have the gold pan mining stuff over there. Because I'm going to go gemstone mining.
Oh.
Where at? Where do you do that?
In Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm from Oregon. You know, I've always wanted to go gold mining, and this is that's why they call this the gem state. Because this is the only state where you can get garnets.
Star garnets, yeah.
Star garnets and India are the only two places where you get star garnets.
We learned that, didn't we?
We went to Stewart's Gem Shop, if you've never been there.
I saw them. I want to go there. Yes. I saw them. I was researching it the other day.
Very cool place. Yes.
Yeah, they've got everything for gold mining and stuff.
And you can go in. They'll appraise your stuff. They'll talk to you about it, the stuff that you find. They have a ton of amateur people who come in and do that, amateur miners who come and do that.
Yeah, well, that'd be me.
We talk a little more with them about gold mining, Alaska, World War II, Band of Brothers, and a host of other topics before continuing on our exploration of the store, but not before LD makes an odd connection for me.
I'm glad that that lady just crossed the stars for me and why you like a place like this and you like gemstones.
Why?
She's got here for mining equipment. It's just all on the same neck of the woods, Jewel.
Stop.
I do have to say, I mean, I don't know what a lot of stuff in here is, but the stuff that I do, like the gloves and the hats and even these flannel things, they're not even $20. That seems...
I'm like a sucker for this stuff, too.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love having good flannel.
Yeah. But that's affordable flannel.
Yeah, it totally is.
Okay, so we go a little off the map here while Joel tries on everything in the store. Flannel shirts, sweaters, a navy pea coat. I also force him to model an officer's coat and cap for me. Check out our Instagram for that one before we end up in the shoe section.
These are cute.
You find some boots tonight?
Yeah, but they probably only have lady sizes.
What?
Just not kids. I need, like, kids.
Oh, what's that? Oh, man, look at your feet.
Oh, my God.
What size are you?
Oh, man, look at your feet.
What size are you?
They got gray ones.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah.
Wait, what size are you?
Like a 5.
You're a 5?
Yeah. Oh, man. And it looks like they go to a 6.
Yeah, 6. Yeah. You're just a peanut.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We round out our trip by chatting with an older couple and their grandson, Jonah.
What do you usually come in for?
In the olden days, cross-country skiing, snow shedding, kayaking, backpacking.
Oh, wow.
We used to kayak before they closed it for, it's now just day use. There's a, up at Ponderosa Lake.
Oh, okay.
There was an island. And over there on the other side was that outhouse and parking and our refrigerator. And so we'd load everything we wanted into our kayaks. Paddle our kayaks over to this island. It was just little. We put our tent right in the middle. Little tiny tents. And we would go over there for the heavy stuff. We'd piddle on the island, but it's an island. To ourselves, it was just kind of like we own our own island. And then the day came when they upgraded whatever, and they made it a day use only. And
so you couldn't camp over there then.
We couldn't leave the car overnight. But one cool thing is you wait for the fish and game to come and dump all of the fish into the water, and sometimes they don't survive the process.
Just pick them up.
I did. I had about 8 of them. Oh, man, I'm going to eat fish morning, noon, and night. And the guy says, do you have a fishing license? Oh, I'm not fishing. I'm just scooping. He looked at me and he said, I don't know. But
that's funny.
What are you in looking for today?
We're with the grandchildren, the grandson. He's 17. He lives in Kauai. Heavy into scouting. And he's always been a costumer. When he was 9 years old, he bought his own donkey head so he could walk behind his mother in his donkey. It's just that kind of kid. I don't know who he takes out.
You guys talking about me?
We are.
Well, they asked me why I'm here.
That would be me.
Will you chat with us for a little bit?
Maybe.
What brought you in?
I've just enjoyed military stuff, and I tend to collect survival tools and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Also, I like World War I, and so it's always worth a shot to see if they have any of that stuff here.
Yeah. It seems like more and more you just can't, it's hard to find that, right?
No, it's definitely going away. So that's why I want to keep an eye out for it.
Yeah.
Had you been to this store before?
No, I have not. No. My grandparents have. Yeah. But that's why we're here. Oh,
okay. But just keep an eye out basically for stores like this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they've also got camping stuff, and I'm a Boy Scout, almost Eagle. And the more camping stuff, the better.
Yeah, seems like this would be like a perfect spot for
it. It absolutely is.
So what about, what does a store like this offer more than like an REI or something?
I believe the military side of things. Yeah. REI is all this, which is propane, lighters, you know, that kind of stuff. But then with the military stuff, you have ponchos, and it's just different angle to the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We finally settle up at the front counter with Dan.
All right, Dan, we're probably ready to settle up on you.
Yeah, 4 hours later.
4 hours.
But what fun you had.
He doesn't want to leave. I'm dragging him out.
I know. And I basically think, I'm just going to have to come back when we're not recording next time, and I'll just spend some more time.
Before saying our goodbyes and heading out to debrief in the car.
Here we are.
Here we are.
So, Joel, did you blow through your budget for the month?
Yeah, I really did. I believe I'll be getting paid back for the stuff with my nephew, because
she'll be reimbursing you.
She's going to do it, I think, maybe as a birthday gift for him, so...
But still, that doesn't address the other things that you bought.
Well, the other MREs for us, and then I did buy some.
I'm excited to try it.
Yeah.
We're going to do that as soon as we get back, right?
Yeah. Should we do it in the studio?
I don't know. Is it safe?
I don't know. We'll have to look at it.
We could do it in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I will say that it is, I don't know, you really can't see how deep the building is, so from the road... Yeah. You don't expect it to be as extensive as it is. And even as somebody who is not enthralled in this kind of stuff, I could probably spend enough time going through it just seeing everything.
Yep. Yeah, there's just so much to look at. Yeah, it's a little warehouse, basically, full of stuff. And there's no one thing. It would be different if it were just, you know, like just clothing, like military clothing or camo clothing or something like that. But there is so much stuff. There's so much outdoor activity. You probably do have to be the type of person that likes to do kind of the outdoorsy stuff like this.
I would think. If not, then you're at least collect some of the war stuff.
Right.
You know, that seems like the other side of it. This might have been the busiest place that we've been in.
There was a lot of people coming
and a
going.
Lot of different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm very surprised.
It was cool.
Yeah.
All right. Should we take a break and then head back?
Yes.
Hey, you know the place, team. If you're longtime listeners of the podcast, you may remember our season one episode at India Fashion and Grocery, where we met Hardeep and Amr, got henna tattoos, and just generally had a great time getting to know the family that runs the bodega. It's one of our favorite explorations and still remains one of our most downloaded episodes. Well, an electrical fire totally destroyed this wonderful little shop on the Boise Bench. We were shocked and saddened, obviously. So we put together a special episode where we talked to Hardeep and learned how both we and our listeners can help the family get back on their feet. So give it a listen and visit both Facebook pages of India Fashion and Grocery and You Know the Place to learn more. Thanks, team.
All right.
So? Back in the studio. First off, we tried the MRE that we bought.
We did.
So maybe we should give everybody else a taste of that since we had a taste.
Ba-dum-tsh. Okay.
Okay.
Here we are.
Here we are. It's kind of chilly out right now, too.
I can see my breath.
Yeah.
So we have our MRE.
Yeah, which we're doing in the name of the episode.
Yes, and the flavor of choice is penne with veg, sausage crumbles in spicy tomato sauce. It's in this package that kind of looks like dog food.
Italian breadsticks?
Those are not breadsticks.
Yeah, those are breadsticks. A chocolate chip cookie, package of Skittles.
Yeah.
And a spoon.
To share.
Grape jelly, which I feel like where I don't do really know what it goes on. Does it go on the cookie or does it go on the breadstick? And then this is the heater. So, following the instructions. Okay, so you tear at the top.
How hot does it get?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's probably good that we're on a metal table.
Is this like hand warmers?
Yeah, they look really similar to hand warmers. So we removed the MRE pouch and paperboard sleeve, tear the top off of the bag, place the MRE pouch in bag with heater.
Okay, we got some water.
And it's like an ounce or two, basically.
Oh,
Oh boy, just a tiny bit more.
Wow, it really doesn't take a lot of water.
A little overfilled, but I think it's all good. Stuff assembly into sleeve with blah, 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 blah. Then fold it over.
And then put this in.
And then.
Get her in there. It's getting warm?
No.
Oh. Now what?
And then you do it at an angle, it says. It's at an angle. On a rock.
Okay, and now we just wait?
For 15 minutes.
What?
maybe we'll return in a sec.
Okay. We're back.
We're back.
It's been about 10 minutes? Is it warm, is my question.
It's warm down here.
I saw a little steam.
See some steam?
Yeah. It's weird, it goes across.
I know, so you go down like this.
As a million geese fly overhead. Oh no, I do not like that color.
Yeah, you're gonna love it.
Smell it.
No, it smells fine. I go first?
You go first.
Okay. It's not warm, per se. go ahead.
It's like a can of Chef Boyardee that...
It is like a... that you basically took directly from...
The can.
And you were like, I open this up and I'm eating it now. Breadsticks are next.
Yeah.
It looks like a Pop-Tart. It'd probably be good with grape jelly. And last but not least.
I need a mozzarella.
Oh, here. There's two of them. Oh, it smells good.
Oh, very rich chocolate.
Crumbly.
That's good.
It's more like a biscuit. Because it's not chewy.
I still don't understand the grape jelly, though. You're trying it.
Oh, the jelly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll try it. Yes, it looks like corn syrup. We have established that. It's not bad. It's really weird jello, basically. Like grape jello. Yeah, I don't know. All things considered.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... Honestly, maybe if I forget to pack my lunch one day, I'll just stick a couple of these in my desk. I might use the microwave at work.
Well, you can't... I don't know if you can actually even microwave the...
I could just put it in a bowl, though. Right?
Yeah, you could. All right.
Okay, well...
All right. Good?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was interesting. It wasn't as much of a salt bomb as I thought it was going to be.
No, honestly... Well, which is probably more concerning because we know it factually was a salt bomb. It just didn't taste like one.
Yeah, like a 40% of your daily intake. Yes. And I think that's probably per serving and who knows how many servings were in that.
Yeah.
So initial impressions?
I kind of felt like an outsider. And not an outsider in the sense that I was intruding or like I didn't belong necessarily, but just that so many people knew about this place and I did not. And all these people frequent it, so it seems, and I don't. So... And maybe I felt that way because this was a busier place than some of the ones that we usually pop into. You know, it's not always the case that there's other people, so I don't feel left out in that sense. So I was kind of feeling like I should have known about it. I don't like feeling like I'm missing out.
Okay.
What about you?
Okay. It's probably redundant to say, but I loved it.
Yes, you did.
I really did. And I think you can hear that. There were so many different times throughout that, and we kind of both did this, where it was like, Pop-Tarts, oh, cast iron, Pulaski, food trays, cheese tortellini, what are those masks, the Mexican
wrestler? Lucha Libre.
Lucha Libre masks, you know? And so we had that over and over and over again, where we're just spotting these different things. So I loved it. It's like a warehouse of oddities in some ways, but it all skews, you know, towards this... military, ex-military, camping, outdoorsy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was great. I would love to go back.
Which is funny because all those ways that you just described it is not how I would describe myself. So a lot of those things don't have a lot of relevance to me. But even I was able to find, I don't know, discovery in there. You know, just things that you weren't expecting to stumble upon.
Right.
What about your central concern then? I mean.
So, yes.
It's a lighter one.
The central concern, which was really, can I find MREs for my nephew?
Mm-hmm.
And yes. We could,
yes.
And we did. Found a number of different ones for him, grabbed them, and handed them off to my sister for her to give to him. And we got one for ourselves. So, yeah. Final takeaways?
Okay, so I don't mean this in a bad way or a negative way. I'm just trying to be, you know, totally myself, totally honest. There aren't a whole lot of things in that store that I would use in my day-to-day life.
Sure.
And the things that I would maybe, like hats, gloves, kind of those more universal items, I'm not sure I would think to go here first before I go to somewhere like Target or Walmart. Like, yeah, shame on me going to the corporate stores, whatever. But, like, I just wouldn't think of it. It's not like I would avoid doing it. It just is not when I'm like, oh, no, I need a new pair of gloves. I would not be like, oh, I'm going to swing by the Boise Army Navy.
Sure, sure.
So it made me wonder, do you think that you have to kind of grow up going to places like this or be invested in one of, you know, the industries that they specialize in, that it becomes a regular part of your consciousness?
Yeah, I think that would absolutely help. I think, to a degree, proximity would make a big difference.
But I'm pretty close to it.
You are, yeah.
I drive by it every single
day. Do you drive by it? Do you drive by it every day?
I drive Chinden all the way home.
I guess I didn't realize that you went that far down Chinden. But yeah, that makes sense.
But like I hardly even see it and register it. Mm-hmm. I'm usually singing or listening to NPR. but I'm just saying, like, it's not a place I would avoid. And I would even like to go back because I enjoyed myself.
Sure.
But I have to remember to do that.
Right.
You know? And mm-hmm. I really like those flannel shirts.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, I bought a sweater.
Yes, you bought a lot of things.
I did buy a couple different things. And I've worn it a number of times. It's a great sweater.
Look at you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What about your final takeaway?
Just to, again, give a taste of the sheer variety of the stock on their shelves. Gold mining, rafting, knives, ammo cans, ghillie suits, wool pants.
What do you use wool pants for?
You know what? It's funny because Dan mentioned, he goes, and we're probably one of the only places to sell wool pants. And I was like, huh. And then only later on was I like, who's buying wool pants? But I don't know. Maybe it's maybe it's for hunting. People wearing wool pants for hunting.
Sure.
Yeah, that seems like way too warm.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right, bye.
All right.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kindle and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. We're at You Know the Place. And a quick reminder about that podcast listener survey. Do us a favor and take it so we can get to know you. Go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey, or we'll share it on our Instagram account.
And Roms reach out to me. Cry.